Allow me to congratulate you for the assumption of the role of the chairperson of the main committee too, and assure you of our full support and cooperation. Allow me, on behalf of the Bulgarian delegation, to express our sincere gratitude and great appreciation to Ambassador Mark Pakstein for his strong leadership and his committed efforts to guide the deliberations within the group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems throughout the year. In 2021, the GGE, within its three sessions, made a significant advancement in its endeavors to further expand our understanding of the multifaceted nature of autonomous weapon systems. Therefore, it is highly regrettable that last week the high contracting parties were not able to adopt a report containing consensus recommendations in relation to the clarification, consideration, and development of aspects of the normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, and to agree upon the mandate of the group for the upcoming review cycle. Thus, Ambassador Pakstein's hard work and endeavors and those of his team remained without validation. Bulgaria believes the Convention on certain conventional weapons to be the proper international framework for deliberations and exchange of expertise among an extensive spectrum of stakeholders, including civil society, on issues and concepts related to the autonomous weapon systems. In our view, the discussions on laws should continue to be held within the CCW and under the chapeau of the GGE. In the last few years, lots of commonalities within the GGE have emerged on application of international law, human-machine interaction, the concept of human control, and its compliance with IHL, human accountability and state responsibility, as well as on weapon reviews. The 11 guiding principles represent the group's first major accomplishment. Their role as an invaluable tool to steer the GGE work stimulates and provokes state parties' efforts to pursue areas of convergence and to identify potential gaps in them. Bulgaria would like to reiterate that human control throughout the life cycle of autonomous weapon systems, more specifically in the decision-making process on application of lethal force, is of paramount significance and necessity to guarantee the employment of AWS duly and fully complies with IHL and its key principles of distinction, proportionality, precaution in attack. Accordingly, accountability gaps can be avoided. As IHL enforces obligations on states, parties to an armed conflict, and individuals, accountability cannot be reassigned to a machine. Commanders, individually or under commander responsibility, and human operators bear responsibility for any illegal behaviors and hostilities of AWS subordinated to them in the chain of responsible command and control. Heading towards a common approach to AWS, the GGE should not only include a set of measures in ensuring compliance with applicable international law, moreover, relevant ethical perspectives should also be introduced. In our view, the group should dive deep into an endeavor towards defining the type and extent of human involvement and human control necessary to ensure autonomous weapon systems compliance with IHL and its principles. Our delegation welcomes the recommendations on sharing good practices on human-machine interaction, exerting human control over AWS, on implementation of existing applicable international law, and the exchange of information and practices on the processes of conducting legal weapon reviews under Article 36 and of the Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention, with the intention to enhance transparency and confidence building among state parties. In our view, any form of political commitment would demonstrate awareness among state parties about the speed of technological development in the area of laws and the complexity of the issue. To further advance its endeavors, in the next review cycle, the group of governmental experts on laws must have an ambitious and solid mandate, including by negotiating an instrument to guide its future work. A mandate should consist of a political commitment set and agreed by consensus by the high contracting parties at the sixth review conference of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.